Yeah, let's keep around too.
Yeah, we went all the way to the end. We went for a little bit of tequila and stuff.
The what?
We did our focus.
Our focus, I couldn't remember if we finished.
We did our focus. We did our focus, and then we skipped to doing different parts of tequila because.
We were doing tequila?
We just skipped. We skipped to tequila and stuff like that because we wanted to make it short. We're up to that seat stuff anyway. I'm not sure if we did all the time.
No, we didn't.
We didn't go on where to begin with, did we?
No, we did.
Don't count on me.
I don't know. Pick a subject.
I think we should do tefillah. I'm very confused. It's hard stuff. I learned it over the summer.
What? Chatzisa. I've been on this. Very hard.
If I had to do chatzisa, I would take me about 3 days to do chatzisa.
Was chatzisa.
I said any night's fine.
Oh, over there on the thingy.
Yeah, and you didn't tell Noki about this here.
No, he says he sent me a text. He shows on the phone. Yeah.
Got a wrist.
Yeah,
you
got
it.
Look.
That's okay.
Sent box.
He still has the same phone since the last night. That's how impressive.
So yeah, sent
the record. He only had the same phone that he had before the summer. I'm impressed.
Before the summer?
Yeah.
No. Only had it for 2 months.
Anybody want with a, what do you call it? Anybody know about
the.
You know those ice packs that are chemicals that you crack them?
Yeah.
On Shabbos? Anybody have any familiarity with that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Why not?
It's probably in this.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why not?
What's in the referee
book?
It's not in there.
It's not in there. There's a new English medical book. The black covers.
I don't know if it's a black cover. From what's the name? Dr. Abraham?
No. It's a new one. It came out a few months ago. The guy who does the Bruckus book and the Kazai's book. Yeah.
I find that too. If I'm not learning, I could stay up. If I'm learning, forget it.
I could do work. Not creative work. Busy work.
I don't do creative work in my life. No, this is not going to be that. Just trying to figure out with my kids and all that. No. Sunday's no good, everybody?
What time?
I just can't do during the day. I can do nights.
Huh? What?
Sunday's day off,
Sunday's day off.
What time do you want to do Sunday night?
No, don't do Sunday morning. You're drinking Sunday night.
No, because thing in the morning and everybody's out with their wives, shopping and all that stuff.
Are you kidding?
I was skiing last Sunday.
Just mean better than
I was skiing in the ocean. I know I've done
that
before.
Anybody hopes for Sunday?
What time?
No.
What time?
I'm getting before you get Sunday.
What time?
I don't care.
What time?
I don't know. It's in the morning.
What time is the morning?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so forget about it. It's a right already anti, so Sunday's out.
That's right, yeah. So I feel you. Everyone is.
So it's not in the pamphlet like
if
that.
If you want to do chatzitza, chatzitza
is Monday.
Oh, the pamphlet. The favorite pamphlet.
You know, there were probably people standing packing the room yesterday.
I'm sure.
Because
do you think that one person came to any one of the shiurim and
why
did that pamphlet?
So are there people who are saying, let me show my checkbook?
No, maybe
because they have 400 million shares.
People do this if they're looking like at 6 o'clock in the morning, I want to do something. You know, at a specific time, they might look through it.
Yeah, and nobody comes to that shit. I'm there from 5 to 7. Nobody came to
that
shit. They saw
it in
the bed. They saw me. They said, forget it.
Is anyone giving them money because they have so many shares? Like, is that a motivation for a donation?
You know what? Who cares? That's what they're doing. Sure,
I'm not doing synagogue.
So we're doing chatzitza or is man tefillah first? Do we do with man tefillah?
No.
No, that's what we're up to.
We didn't do man tefillah.
Alright, so let's do man tefillah first and then we'll do chatzitza.
Yeah.
We'll actually go in order.
We can
I know, that's the thing. That's really what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be around and around, right? That was the kavana of the whole thing. I told you. The chatzitza is the one that got erased too. Yeah, and kuftzadi, I don't mind. Chatzitza, I happen to really not enjoy.
I didn't realize. I thought it was just one. I thought it was
two. No, two longest simonim, kuftzadi and kuftzadi ches.
Did you find your handwritten now?
I haven't hit it. That's it. Yeah.
Take it right out.
That's how she makes
it.
In college, and he's sitting there in law school. Okay, anyway, we'll go enough of that. Felix Shader.
Where are we?
Kuftzadi design. Pay test.
One back, go the other.
We did have sitar and Zion and Kiyam, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay, so Aina Yishin Ataras Mitzumasa Ela Im Sofer Shivan Nikiyam Betavla Kiroi Bemikvah Kshera. So an Isha can't become Tahara, right? Unless she counts Shivan Nikiyam and then she has to have a proper tefillah. What happened to the Hefsitara? Skipped it over there, huh?
You don't really need one.
You don't really need
one. You need Hesitara.
You need
Shivan Akim. No, you need big time Hesitara.
Oh, you need Hesitara.
That's big time.
You need Shivan Akim.
You need Shivan Akim too. Shivan Akim without Hesitara doesn't work.
You also have no start in Shivan Akim.
Hey, Mike's work. Yeah, you could start pushing. You could maybe say the Badiq of the Shivan Akim is going to be. That's the tower and push it off of there. Okay, that already is more. Okay, I'm assuming he means, we're not assuming, he means that's the tower too. Right, so tefillah is mana. Zmana tefillah hu la'achar shemtina chamisha yamim. So the zmana tefillah is after she waits 5 days, the seeka b'tara, then she does ask the tower, umansa shivan akim, then she counts shivan akim. Then akhtina tefillah is mana la mitzvah. And we hold that tefillah is mana is not a mitzvah. Now that doesn't mean that. Don't go and say, tell the wives, yeah, dude, tefillah is not a mitzvah. You're not even it's getting not. A mitzvah, we're going to the mitzvah, right?
You can do it on Shabbos though?
Oh, so that's what we're going to have to get into.
Can you do it on Kippur? But what's the potential mitzvah anyway?
You can't do it.
What's the potential mitzvah of Bizman?
There's a few ramifications if it's.
I'm talking about you, I'm talking about Bizman, right?
That's well, we didn't get to Gimel, we're saying. Well, let's see. Behainu, she'ain mitzvah litvo dafka Bizman anam. There's no, it's not a mitzvah to dafka. Be toivim at that time.
Why would you think it is?
What's the ramifications? Getting over lachain on the bottom. Lachain ha'almanas v'apsulish ain't needed ain't toivus klal. That's why, if tefillah bizmana was a mitzvah, then anytime any girl got a period, she'd have to go to the mikveh, even having nothing to do with marriage.
Didn't we
right?
Do this
already?
Yeah, we did this.
I think we started. That's what we started before the summer.
What's the potential mitzvah of Zman in particular? Why would you think there's a mitzvah specifically for a certain Zman?
What do you mean? It's my focus. Whether there is or not.
Based on what?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, why is there my focus? What's the meaning, as far as I know, the only reason for a woman to go to the mikvah is that she could be tired for her husband.
No, that's not.
Okay, fine, but tired in general.
That's. Right, so that's
fine, but what does the Zman part have to do with it? He's not saying that there's not a mitzvah to go to the mikvah to be tar. He would agree that also if a girl is not married or an almana, etc., if they want to be tar at also, they should also go to the mikvah, right?
No, they might be discouraged from going to the mikvah.
Why?
Because I hate it in the beginning, and I think the Kedal, the Pegema, brings from who? That if you know, it's a famous case, right? If you know that let's say teenagers are messing around, so do you send the girls to the mikvah?
No, because you don't want to let them have an excuse, so to speak, right?
Right, but the fact that you're saving them from the chiyuv karas. Right?
She was backing up, Shiva had a case of one of the Bahrain.
He threw out
the one who was messing around whose girl went to the mikvah. Right.
I don't know who that was.
That
one
was
the
story.
Yeah. So,
Why can't it be a mitzvah just for married women?
What do you mean?
You mean a mitzvah just
for married? It means tefillah does not mean for them to go at that time. That would mean that if the husband's not there, then they'd go Friday night, Yom Tov, all that type of stuff. Maybe even Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, he talks about Tisha B'Av. He talks about Tisha B'Av here.
Could there be?
See, he talks about it.
No, because Tefillah is not as a mitzvah.
I'm saying because Tisha B'Av is there, that's why it was.
Yeah. Right. Mikomakim and Baila Beir mitzvah little. However, there's still a mitzvah. If her husband's there in the city, it is a mitzvah for her to be tied up in the proper time. From Peri Yerivia, even for one day. Right? Now that sounds like from what he writes here that if the husband's not in the city, then she should not be tied.
What should she not? Sounds like the only reason to go at any specific time is that's not.
What's wrong? Yeah. Well, because the problem is that if she's tied, so there's a mitzvah that night of relations.
Right.
And only the rule, which is not going to be taking place.
Only if the husband is there is there a mitzvah, no?
What?
Only if the husband is there is there a mitzvah. If the there's fire, no mitzvah, then, the husband is there,
maybe,
there's no...
Okay, so we have to see in the back.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Let's look at the next line. Bafilu and Kvarkimu mitzvahs tervi rivi mekvamakam titol mishim mitzvahs kiyum oino. Chenke daily notsa mihiru, and also to save them from here. Right? Yeah, so let's see the back. Where is it? Nice place in the back. Send it down there as well. The Urim in the back.
What's that doing?
That you didn't think of that one.
That's true.
Right, there's mazikin. In tavla, yiniach etzla tinoik, besakin tachas akarn.
Tinoik also under the pillow?
I don't think so. He should put a child, I don't know if it means both. I guess it sounds like both, right? She should have a child there and put a knife under the pillows.
That sounds healthy.
Cute. Yeah. It's
so bad
by the pillow.
Really?
What do you say? Because of the shade.
What do you say? Yeah, because of the shade.
Does the baseball bat count for the knife?
Right, let's do it. Behind the cup of fire, she calls the shim tabla the diavid. Taniyah et latinik oi taniyah sakit tafas the cup. She has to do one or the other. Right, behind shom she calls the oi the eight such a tippus alea begot me by. She should spread on her a begot of her husband. Obviously, it's mazik and shaving, things like that.
And they're for the men.
Who?
They think it's a man because she's got her husband's clothes.
Or that clothing.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll think she's a man because she's wearing the clothes.
Maybe the man's clothes stink, so the man that does it. Maybe
she's a good wife.
I guess so. Ta'ayin b'shut taro l'shma, sh'nishol in be'emes yesh shakana litfol and ain b'ayla be'ir, ma'achos diba gruach atamu n'azikin. Now he asks, if the taka is a sakana for her to be toivu, if her husband's not there. Ve'esh ad'alaynin t'kosu v'gamora v'lo v'pois k'me v'shoinim. Ba'adra, v'hevi ra'am y'gmora shabbos, v'lekel amin k'esh l'zeh, ach l'besoy f'seim d'am aracha sh'a oylam makfidim ata b'zeh toivu l'zor. That's it. I'm just again, that's also tully in whether you hold tefillah is not a mitzvah or not. If tefillah is not a mitzvah, then there's no question. Hands down, she goes to the mikveh, even if her husband's not going to be there for a month. Right? Tefillah is not a mitzvah has nothing to do with her being with her husband.
Which one of the 613 would it be?
I don't know.
No, I'm just trying to understand what the hagamah is. Why would you think tefillah is not a mitzvah?
Also, to be matar or stuff. She should be taught.
Just to be taught,
yeah.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
That
right? So that's really what it's. He doesn't say that so clearly, but that's really what it is. Now look at Vav on the bottom. Shut some soifer, shut igros moisha.
Ein Bechina Shekot Zal Shani Einze Mimidus Chassidim Ba'anshi Maasu Liyosin Atumayim Batumasam Ki Atumayim Ba'usa. This is the answer to really your question. Ba'atahayra Ahuva V'nash Shaladim Is'ala U'mizdakekes B'tahayra. A person's nefesh is it's better with when she's Tahara than when she's Tumayim. Right, there's something. I think in Harchakos there's one of the Mepharshim says epithet. Some that the reason we obviously we know the reason you can't touch a knee, that you can't touch a woman who's in need of an epithet, there's something also mazik in that type of deal on hanging over a woman who's in need. I don't remember where I saw that or what it was, but something along those lines. So obviously there's more than meets the yeah. This is one of the big shilas, right? Can they push off? What is this called? What type of birth control method is called? The timing, they call it. Anybody familiar with it? In other words, there's only a certain window for that a woman gets pregnant, or that's the most opportune time, right? So if they don't have relations for those few days, that's sort of like a loophole for birth control. Am I talking Chinese? They check the ovulation, they get an ovulation test, right? And then once they see that they finished ovulation, so can they, that's the shaila, can they push off?
No,
it's not a couple that doesn't want to, or
it doesn't have a pill. You don't want to
kids right now.
You're not doing anything physical.
You're not doing anything physical. You're just taking an ovulation test and you're avoiding that 3-day period.
Or you're not even taking an ovulation test. You just push off the mikvah by 3-4 days voluntarily. No. You and your wife agree that that's what you're going to do so that she doesn't get pregnant. Is it mutter to do that?
If Tehillah is mine, it's definitely not.
If Tehillah is mine, it's a mitzvah, so. Well then another question. Can she go to the boss? That's already a bigger problem. That might be a bigger problem. And not be together might be a bigger problem than somebody asked me last year. Came out on Rosh Hashanah. So we know that the halacha is avadat mutter. Right? Just the man should go to the mikvah the next day before the davening. Right? But this fellow wanted to know if he could push it off. So that's the right thing. Then he was clearing, well, so then let her not do her Hefsek Tahara till past the week before Rosh Hashanah. And then they don't even get into the whole Shaila doesn't start. Meaning, so here he's talking about where the Tefillah is coming out, let's say tonight, and they voluntarily decide that because they don't want to get pregnant, so they can push off the Tefillah for a few days. Right? But what happens if you decide, is it better to push off the Hefsek Tahara, or is that also stam a scam?
Yeah.
Right? Or is it better?
What did you tell that guy?
I told that guy, stop being so frum. The Bachelor wants him to be together with his wife on Rosh Hashanah. And I thought, don't start with the frum guy. But I'm not saying that. That was my opinion. But you guys agree or disagree?
Agree.
I mean, that's the Torah wants. You do what the Torah wants, or you know what I mean? It's a pain to go to the mikvah in Rosh Hashanah morning, yeah?
That's what happens if you...
That's what Rosh Hashanah says. You go to the mikvah, you go to the mikvah. It's not also to have Tasha Shemitah on Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's zikr better to have Tasha Shemitah if there's any chashash or any here. So about it's better to have Tasha Shemitah.
What's the potential problem? Just...
What's the Zerah Levatol, I mean?
No, I mean, what's the problem with having Tashmish? Why would you think not? Discouraged. Why is it discouraged?
It's one of the Kaddish Dika... one of the Kaddish Dika days. That's all. Like Shavuos and what are the other... You know, Mishavu writes that Shana Rishana, he writes, none of these humbles apply. I'm assuming he's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. I was looking around, I said, nobody here is in Shana Rishana.
Last year.
Where's Simon? The difference between now and before.
Now before what?
That still doesn't mean you still have to go to the mikvah. You still have to go to the mikvah on on Yom Tov morning, on Rosh Hashanah morning.
I live right by the beach.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do on Rosh Hashanah morning, go to the beach before davening. Yeah, fine. So derech hanashim lahamtin kama shvuos la'achar aleidin machos chol shasam af shalei ro'odam. Yeah, this is something that's important. This is something that people are makel on. Right? Meaning, let's say a woman clears up 3 weeks after the birth, or 4 weeks. So there, this seems like the Chacham Sadam is saying that there's no problem with pushing it off there. Right? You don't have any of the halachic issues of pushing it off. Because she's weak. So then that's where the issue really comes up. Is it better to go to the mikveh? Right? Just because she's weak. So tashmish, or the doctors say 6 weeks. Right. Is it better for her to go to the mikveh just to be matir chibuk v'nishuk? Or better to wait?
And?
Like everything else. What do you think the answer is?
Ask your
elder. Machlokes. Right? Some say yes, some say no. For a man has to be careful. You know, I mean, how much chimic venetia can a man have before he gets into problems? Right, so. Im ira lel tefila b'yomtif, I b'shabas sheva brachas et kadoima, oh, v'nitzas, yachin im kolam ishpacha, v'ein noyach lel alechas litvo. Right? Yeah? Mikomoka and rotsi shetelech litvo l'mefshu. But she should still try and go to the mikveh if possible. You do a shaharvi nosh and this abru belel there is mancha yikosha lelechas the mikveh.
Right. It's kind of, it's not an embarrassment. We discussed this last time. It's not an embarrassment because people know, you know. You do the mikveh.
Right. I mean, it's really, when you think about it, it's really not that big a deal. Right. Once you see a couple hand something to each other, so then automatically, I mean, it doesn't mean for sure, obviously, but who cares? Nobody's done it. Declare it over. Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying that you're automatically saying it's no different.
Right.
Although it's much easier said than done.
Of course.
Right. Does he bring here the? Did we do that with the?
What? She doesn't want to be a shashvus.
No. We did that by the Hefsatara, didn't we? Where there are coolers, where maybe you could do the Hefsatara after 4 days to get out of it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right, we discussed that. Right, Ramash says
it. It's only going to smash us anyway. That's the way.
Right, so there are times where if she can clear up after 4 days, so if you ask a Shaila, it could be you'll get a Heter to only do Hefsatara after 4 days. And then there are those Rabbanim that'll be makel for her to go to the mikveh during the day. So that's important to know if it comes up. Most Rabbanim, if it's just Lel Shabbos and there's a lot of family there, or also you can make a mikveh appointment for 1 o'clock in the morning if you find a mikveh lady that's willing to do that for you.
Can't the husband watch after she
goes
in?
Yeah, but they lock the mikveh.
Oh, that's
right. Okay. No, say nachanami. You could ask him for a key, and yeah, the husband can watch as well. Yeah, or you go to the beach.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. Tchias yeah, so Isha Sheyadas, this is what we discussed, right? This is Isha Sheyadas, Shetasayim Hashimin
Nikim.
So Isha Sheyadas, Shetasayim Hashimin Nikim, Lesucha Litcho. So she knows that she's not going to be able to be Tarel. Ela Belala Shel Acher, Veroitza Litcho Ismach Mezeh, as Efzikar Liyem Acher, Mekal Malkam Tisig Miyad Betahara. Right, this is what we're discussing before. She should do the Hesitara. Why? Because maybe she will be able to be Tavazman, and that's what happens many times. The situation changes. Right? That's it. You don't end up going to the Sheva Brachas. Right? Something like that. Falls on a Friday night, she's Mutaras Litvol if her husband's in the city. Right? Look, Tess on the footnote. Our Balav Hafi Asr. If the husband's not there, then it's Asr. Which you could tie in as Asr anyways. From, we said Asr Shadim, or didn't it? But that, now this is Asr Mikra Adin. Right? Because you're not allowed to bathe.
On Shabbos.
Right? Ba'ayim Asher Helo Lidina B'Shut Mashag, Ba'afim Eina. right to Lashamish boy, but lie to Shavi. Now let's say they're not going to have Tashmish that night. Kiman Deshar Kravas Nami Mitzvahim, that's the in Kovitz Shuvas, brings that. That's from Kovitz Shuvas, is from Rebbe Yashin. Right?
And that's just the problem, right?
What?
This Mashadis.
No, it's from Mitzvah, I know.
In the,
right? Okay, fine. By the Rosh Hashanah, Shekim and Shasta Lurchetes Kol Aguf B'Shabbos B'Chamin. There are those that say since it's also to wash the whole body on Shabbos and Chamin, right? Because the Gezeiras Merchatzayis Lachen Titvul B'Mayim Poshim Blood. Therefore, the tefillah should only be in warm water.
Do they adjust the temperature in the mikveh?
I think. I don't know what the different minhagim are, but I think that they shut the heater down before Shabbos. No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Probably some do, probably some don't. That's all telling you how, who they're going like. But the heart of the water should stay warm enough.
Yeah.
Shut it down right before Shabbos.
At night, it's not like they
the room
day.
Is heated.
What?
The room is also heated.
Unless you make your 1 o'clock in the morning appointment and then you have a problem. The Yesharim Shatil B'Mikveh Eina B'Chlal Yisra Rechitza B'Chamim. Now, there are those that say that that was never included in the Yisra Rechitza B'Chamim. Shasatchak, Yeshus Michal Zeh, Shasatchak, you should be some of this. Behind Oshim HaMikvah, Kvar Hucham, Yosemi Parshin, if the mikvah is already hotter than warm, any Litchas is a tefillah, which was a, then obviously you don't push off the tefillah because of that.
Never heard any complaints that the water was too cold.
I've heard,
yeah. Huh?
I mean, not personally, but I've heard. Yeah. Yudalit in the bottom. Ayn Rishut Igus Moshev. Ayn Rishut Abnezer. Shekos of Shema Mitzvah Cham of Vaday Shalso Lishvayz Tva. She can't hang out in there. Achav Nichnas Litzol Teket. But Lotus Yad La'achat Hilu Yesh Mokum Mahatu. Which I don't think the women hang out in there anyway. It's not like the men. Yeah.
Is there any place with drip dry also in the whole?
Yeah, they got
to. You can pay it yourself. Why can't you pay it? Just like you want to. You can pay yourself over the hair.
Yeah, also, you got to be careful with the hair. Although there are makilim that if the water goes from the hair into the towel and never leaves it, then it's not a problem. There are makilim like that.
Are you one of them?
Me? Right. I don't know. I just know that there are. Is what the line. Tefillah b'lal Shabbos shelo b'zmanu. Oh, so now what happens if it's tefillah on Friday night that's not b'zman? What does that mean? In Megiyah z'man a little of a loy tavla. She came down to go to mikvah, she didn't go. But right to Litvah b'lal Shabbos, and she wants to be tavla on Friday night. So yesh mikvah shenagul lesser Litvah b'lal Shabbos u'gamim etzu Shabbos. So there are places that are knowing that they say it's also for her to go Friday night, and not only that, but it's also to go etzu Shabbos too. Why must you have
to
have the issue of making the khafifa further away than the
He says it.
Because of that you're gonna make the khafifa far away from the tefillah.
Why would it be
awesome? Oh, just do a Matzah Shabbos.
The khafifa meaning go to make a little later.
What?
You mean do the khafifa Matzah Shabbos?
Why would it be awesome to be honest?
What do you mean?
What's the problem?
Drown yourself.
No.
What's the problem with going Friday night? Because it wasn't the proper time.
So what?
Yeah, so that's the only analogy you
can have.
I don't
know
this for them.
Either way, you have
a mitzvah. And this is the mitzvah, not only the proper time, but you have the mitzvah.
So you should have gone the night before.
Fine, you should have. But now what?
It's not like...
If you have no minig, then you go, and you can go. Oh, he says it. I'm from chain minig. You call this from below Shabbos or Mitzvah Shabbos?
I don't hear why.
I've
written
that.
There's still a mitzvah. Okay, you missed it. You still have the mitzvah. Mitzvah is not only this man. You still have the mitzvah. The mitzvah still stays.
Okay, so there are those that have that the minig is they hold it. Lost the opportunity. And there are those that hold it depends why you missed. Right? There's another day in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Nes Tekeh in Shulchan Aruch. Depends why you missed.
if it's a good reason?
If it's a very good reason, then you can have it. If it's not, then there's all sorts of days.
The doctors know when you get to the next one.
Yeah, so let's see the bottom. Tesvav, Ramov, Adavka Vishayas, Yichol, Litzvav, Aloy, Tavla, Machos, Eza, Siba. Avalim, Loy, Tavla, Machos, Oynes. Ach, Be, Mekarma, Shanogu, Lahach, Loy, Chmino, Bekei, Agavna, Kuru, Bechum, Sadesh. Yeah, there you go, that's what I was just saying. Right? That's only because you pushed it off for whatever reason. But if it's an Oynes, then everybody would say that you can go to the Mikvah. Tezayin, Va'af, Shem, Chal, Tfilos, Vim, Loy, Tishav, Sagi, Shatoch, Hate, Be'er, Shabbos, the tops of the top of Malam Hotsi Shabbos can move Shulchan Aruch. Right? Meaning, even though Lamaisa, if the tefillah falls out of Hotsi Shabbos, so what do? She does a full Chafifa, or most of a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and then she does a little bit on Hotsi Shabbos. And B'di'evid, if she forgot to do a Chafifa, or she couldn't do a Chafifa on Friday, so she does a Chafifa on Hotsi Shabbos. Kol Zeh Hu Dafke Em Chal Tefillos on Hotsi Shabbos. That's only if it falls out of Motzei Shabbos, then she has these options. Mashenkin Khan, Shemtina, and Motzei Shabbos. Mashenkin here, where she waited till Motzei Shabbos, she does not have visa tera.
All this is talking about where it was, her shirin came her up, and then she didn't go to the mikvah? Or let's say she pushed off her hestik tara.
Oh, but I don't know. I don't know. L'chara is talking about, I would think, that it's chal lo tefil. She pushed over as it how she pushed it off.
Either way, then it's man.
L'chara, that's not. I mean, you can't assume because she could have done a hasatara that the hasatara would have come out clean, right? I'll take another step. Let's say she does the hasatara and she finds epistis stain on there, right? That she knows is probably kosher, but for sure there's somebody out there that would hold that it's not kosher, right? So can she decide to be machmer this time, and then it's perfectly legit?
That what? That she's going to the mikvah on Friday?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be machmer.
Your father says we're not allowed to just be machmer.
No, but I know. We're not, us clowns are not allowed to be machmer. I'm saying, but if a husband decides that he wants to be machmer, let's say a kesem on a colored, and he wants to be machmer, he's allowed to be machmer, and there's no problem. He's not being mevatel. He's not being mevatel pru rabu or anything like that. Don't try that at home, please. But that is the din. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm saying no, that, lot,
you know, some guys, I get this guy, I don't know this thing.
No, I'm saying if we can't, I thought we were not allowed, so if we can't, then they shouldn't be allowed either.
Isn't that the first thing you're supposed to run for the hunter, no?
That's going to get you far in a minute.
Yeah, okay, so we have, then the shower also becomes,
I agree with you, don't be so firm.
No, maybe, but part of the whole shower is what was, what is his shibud to his wife? Oh, she could say, I didn't sign up for such a firm husband. But then the Sforim say what do they say to Sforim? That every wife wants her husband to grow in levels.
That sounds
more
high.
Yeah.
So then Lumela, she'll be fine that he decided to be Machmer on Ksama. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. It's manat filo. So la'achas b'sof hashem nekim yichayel mehikar adin litvah b'yom hashvi miyad la'achar netzachama. Also here, this is something that people don't have clear. What exactly is this manat nikvah? Right. So after she counts hashem nekim mehikar adin, she can be toivel on the seventh day, right after Netz. Seventh day that and also you. Well, let's see. Before we
pull 7 days, this one off,
6 days plus.
Right.
Not everybody here.
No, we didn't.
I don't think we might have done this.
Warming up.
I think we might have done this. We might have had this in another.
No, we didn't. I have stuff in.
Oh yeah, okay. Aval asu chacham litvah b'yom shvi, shama tishamash b'yom b'yom, but the chachamim asked her to be tovah on the seventh day, because perhaps they're going to have tashmish during the day, v'tira dam, la'achat tashmish, then after the tashmish she'll see dam, v'nimtzei seseret is kol ha'shiv v'nikim sh'avru v'tvila so psula, and then it's going to be size of the whole shiv v'nikim, and the tvila is going to be pasul.
But us, we just start a new cycle.
Yeah, but the master had tashmish and mitzvah.
Right, so we'll be starting to start again.
No, because he didn't finish a full shivan akim.
Yeah, they will have to start again. I understand. What are you saying?
So
they will
have to start again.
Not the shivan akim.
They're not going to need more shivan. They're going to need more. They're going to need 4 days.
No, that's after the fact. What's the problem? So they had tashmish.
You start again.
Day one, no, who cares? They had tashmish.
No.
She needs the full 7 days.
You need the full 7 days.
So why make her think for the mikvah?
Because that's the din of tefillah. You go to the mikvah that day and you're not taught until that night.
Just tevul yom, right? Isn't that
the
idea?
You're not taught until that night, then having the attachments regardless.
In a chami.
Okay. How can they have tashmish?
Whether they see dam or not, what's the difference?
That's also part of it.
It just becomes worse when they see dam.
Yeah, but if you're saying,
how do you tell that and it doesn't kick in
until that time.
Because
that happens sometimes.
In this situation,
then why go to the middle of
the day?
Because you wait
the
For convenience, you're able to go after that. If you know you can't go tonight, then I'll go this morning.
It's a travel time. It's a travel at night. You know, right when it gets dark.
I'm gonna be on a red eye that night.
You should go before that. Anyway.
Or maybe they just since she went to the mikvah, she's gonna have they're gonna have tashmish.
Fine, that's right.
Since right now she already went to the mikvah.
If the husband's not in the city, then why can't she go make her husband go? She can go in the morning.
Yeah, but that's once they made the gezer.
Well, he talks about that.
Right, so the next gezer is even more far-fetched. Also, chacham litvah lafilu b'yom b'shmini, and then the chacham asked even to go during the eighth day. Shematira bita shatav le'ima b'yom b'shmini, because perhaps the daughter is going to see that she went to the mikvah on the eighth day. V'tizvah shab'yom shvi tavla. And she's going to think that she's really being taught on the seventh day, but Tasa Gam Kain Gam He, and she's also going to do that. Very.
They're just saying they're counting.
If they were counting, then there wouldn't be a problem. They wouldn't have to say they're just assuming it's the seventh day, and it's really the eighth day. Right? Because there's no chashash in the eighth day. Right? The first chashash is not again the eighth day. Right? So then, but it's only that the daughter's going to get mixed up. ולכן צריך לענת המילות על עצי זה כחובם וישייס דווי תלצי זה כחובם אור ליום שמיני. Right, so therefore there are rabbonim that are more makel for women to go to the mikvah on the eighth day if they have to, as opposed to the seventh day. Right? Now let's see, your test. So we're up to? Yeah. Marin Raj was always with the Hain was coming to pass with the like her as a Sagos, while the rival find by Ainoi, the Bessi Yosef. Find Rafilu in Tavel, Smach was Tumas Tum with the Rabbana. Let's say she's only being told out of the Rabbana, not at the Rais. Could go in Kesem or Dom Psulim. La Oilam Trich a little bit Lila Dafka, can't go to Bishul Tuk Tam Vadas. Right? So it's even going on some of the Rabbanas. Right, Shamba Gemara Lini Nida. But who are then Lini Nashid Idan? Shame Safik Zavas. Women, this even for women are women. Who are Safik Zavas? Come aboard Shamba to Sadu. Chenu, Batais, Chenu has come as well. Faisal, Chenu has come as well. Right? They even are women who are not Zavas, meaning our women are only Safik Zavas. So it's a shiloh whether they even had to keep the Shiva in the key. Right? Probably that's going way back.
All the way to the beginning.
Right? So really bad, so they probably don't have to keep the Shiva Nikim. So then what are you worried about? You're worried that perhaps she's going to have Tashra Shemitah, and then she's going to see Dam, and if so, and maybe Shitaka was a Zava. Right? If she was just a Nida, it's not a problem anyways. Right? But still, that doesn't make a difference. But if you ain't Labas, you know, she doesn't have a daughter. Now, what happens if she doesn't have a daughter? So maybe you should be okay. No. The light plug Rabbanan. Okay? But he does bring here the light Kishut the Hell of Shalom and the Messiah of the Hakabazan. Yeah. Fine.
What did we mention with Rosh Shabbos? Did we go by? We can go by the next day. It goes by Shakira and.
What do you mean? Can you get it or what?
Go to the next Friday night.
Next Friday night.
I don't see.
The next day? Is it Shakira? Is it.
Early when somebody, you
take
Rosh Shabbos?
Can you go to the Mikvah?
No.
I'm going to
go. No, it doesn't go there.
How are you doing that? Doing a
Kaddish Shishi. Anyways, when a woman has to go to Mikvah Friday night, she shouldn't make an early Shabbos.
Why?
Because she shouldn't eat.
Oh.
Okay, so the Pishas Otchak, you could be making
what?
The Friday night meal.
Shouldn't eat anything?
Uh-huh. After a woman does Khafifa, she's not supposed to eat. Until she's Tevelas. Let's quickly finish this. I didn't get married. Nechuk Achrein and Bisman Shal Tezek Echavim. When says it comes, when a makvi, tomid, mishar, is man ben ashmash is b'shim u'shtayim dakos. If you normally calculate ben ashmash is 72 minutes, a filu dvaram shemid rabbanon, even for the rabbanon, tom kani achma shalay tutzva kadim shim u'shtayim dakos. She should be machmir not to be tovel before 72 minutes. Al misha naig lahachmir gach, rak with ram derais, but somebody is only makvi for derais is 72. Yichayla lahakal shatitzva chamishim dakos achma shkir. It could be makos up to 50. Shaf shatfilu him and atari, even though tefillah is an atari, we come up and mash it up with the dafka belayla, but rabbi the rabbanon. Right? I don't understand this personally. I don't know why they don't just everybody master it after 42 minutes.
Except
the rabbanon, if I was the rabbanon, he says 50 only. Yeah, that's true. But even 42. I mean, it's the rabbanon or the rabbanon. I'm not telling him just one the rabbanon. Okay. Ish sheni yichal l'tov b'shum oifin belayla. For right to live to a beyar mashmini, tasa shel socha ma'al le'alasis. Right? Big machlokes about that. Let's see her face. Ayin b'shulchanar v'teich d'iko aynes, yichar l'tfo b'shmini mi ba'ayid yon. When there's an aynes, she can be tayva. Ba'ayin p'isvei tshuva v'shem chamidi l'il, d'haynu davkim hu aynes l'chol anashim shavir. But that's only if it's a common aynes. For everybody, not just a specific garden, it's sort of like she has Shavuot brachos, right, or a wedding. Ulam das harayachram da fil brachos prati yeshel hakol ayim v'lechav v'simla. Yeah, so there. It's obviously a machla. It's a big machla, right? Then vayter a few lines down. V'ayim shachonav the b'shvi like titul a fil b'makam ayinus on the seventh day. You can't be tovel even b'makam ayinus. V'ayim pesach tshuva. Sheherach Bezatuba, he doesn't say what they are. Oh, so then the Rai Bashut Meshav Dravash Initial Hanaksiv. Oh, this Isha Achas Chashuda Alisanida, a woman who was Chashad Alisanida. Ach, Ke'es, Avar Alei Ruach Tahira. She was Chashad, meaning she didn't keep the halachas. Then she decided to become from. Venis Aira Leilach Litva Rak, Hisla the Dafkam Yatiru the Litva Beyar. Only if she can go to mikvah during the day will she go to the mikvah. If not, then she's going to go and not keep. She's not going to go to mikvah at all. And the shaila is if we will mat to her to be over an isad rabbanon. The midrashi yichal l'tov b'shvi shel zayin nekiyim b'yom. Kedei shelo tavor al isad boil nidushu midrashi. It's an interesting shaila. Do you allow somebody l'chatchila to be over an isad rabbanon in order to avoid her doing an Issa D'Oraisa?
Would it be better to tell her to go on the 8th day during the day?
L'chaira, that would be better, yeah. The Heshiv, the Kedei L'hati Issa B'Shvil Issa Tzarech Liyas Mosim Harbe. You have to be very, in order to allow an Issa, you have a lot of, what is it called, like Yishav Adas. Hukamai Rufuas Haguf Shim Raya Haraifa Diyadeh Shal Adam Kayev Harbe. Right, if the doctor sees that somebody's hand hurts, Yishuv Adas, in Kamar Raifim Lahach, within Lachtoch, Aiso, Kidei Shalai, Yismashi, Hakoyev, Hala, Bechalo, Lagofi, Yistakin. You have to declare whether you should chop off the hand in order to save the body. Hashi Yisbro, Lakoyev, Eloy, Lahav, Sereyad. Kach, Berfu, Asam, Nefesh, Hamakulkal, Tzarech, Yishuv, Harbi, Im Eze, Deis, Bnei Odom, Gedei, Letoyra. Yeah, very interesting act.
What? That's an assist talking.
Yeah,
next week, yeah.